Hi all, it's Jack, and it's Sunday, and I'm feeling a little run down, a little beat up, and a little torn up, and the reason for that is today is my daughter's 13th birthday, and we are in two different states, and I feel very, I just feel bad. You know, it's the first time in 13 years that I'm not there to celebrate with her. Now, mind you, the reason we're in two different states is because I got a promotion last August, and I got moved from Los Angeles to Texas, and I took the job knowing that I would have to live apart from the family for a little bit, took it knowing that there would be some hard moments, and did it because it appeared to be a great resource in way to possibly give, you know, provide more for my kids, to, you know, make more money, better responsibility, not better responsibility, but, you know, better opportunity, and, you know, career growth that would, like I said, benefit everybody in the long haul. But, you know, there are sacrifices you have to make, and it's been hard. I've seen my kids about four times in person since last August. You know, it's not a lot. You know, it was usually for like a week at a time or something, but it's not a lot. And, you know, we talk on a regular basis, and we FaceTime, and, you know, they call me and text me, and I call and text them. But it's not the same. And, you know, it's hard because I, you know, look at, like, you know, my son, you know, the kid, he's going to be 17. You know, and my daughter, like I said, is 13. There's not that much time left with them in some respects. And, you know, it's funny, if you're a newer parent, if you will, if your kids are younger, you've probably heard from people about how fast this goes. And I used to hate hearing that. It used to just drive me nuts when people are like, oh, parenting is, you know, it's, you blink. But it's true. I mean, damn, you know, she was 5 years old last week. This little girl was, you know, like, sitting in my lap, you know, combing my mustache and painting my nails and having, like, you know, a tea party with me. It's a little 4 or 5 year old last week, and now she's 13, and, you know, she's rolling her eyes at me and like, daddy, you know, come on, you are so weird, you are so this, you're so that, and it's okay. I mean, she's very sweet. You know, I've got great kids. I'm very lucky, but you know, I did this hoping that it would all work out, that I would be, like I said, that I'd be able to provide more and do more. And so it seems like it's going to work out like that, but it's been a hard year. And, you know, the job has been harder than expected. There have been a lot of little things that have happened. And, you know, there's a part of me that's just feeling, you know, a little crazy. I'm asking myself, did I give up a big chunk of spending time with them for something that's not going to pan out? And I think it will ultimately. And I think it's all gonna, you know, settle down and it'll be all right. And, you know, in somewhere between 7 to 10 days, you know, they'll be here and we'll be living together under one roof again. And, you know, that's part of why I didn't fly back to LA. Because I knew they'd be here soon. It's just too much money to fly back for, you know, I didn't have the time to do more in a few days. And, you know, everybody will survive my not being there. But, like I said, I feel badly about this. You know, this parenting thing sometimes is so hard. It's just brutal. And you never know just how hard it is until you do it. You can't know. And that's okay. I mean, I knew there'd be moments. I knew that there'd be challenges, but, you know, there's so much that happens, you know, in life in general, where you can't tell whether the choices you made will be, you know, good, great, you know, better, awful, worse, without doing it. I mean, you know, you can look at something and have a general sense, and you can have information, but the information doesn't necessarily mean knowledge or experience. You know, sometimes information is just, you know, that you have an opportunity to do XYZ, but you never know. You know, like the best example I can give you is like this: how hot is the sun? Well, you can't know unless you go visit it. obviously the sun's a bit of an extreme example, because you get too close, it, you know, burn your ass up, and, you know, there you go. But you understand what I'm getting at. You know, you never really understand some things without doing them. You have an idea, you have a concept, and, you know, sometimes that's enough to have a pretty good idea, but you don't know. And in this case, there was no way to determine how it would all work without doing it. And there was no way to say that if I turned the promotion down, that something better would come along. It might not. But by doing this, I knew that, you know, A, you know, there was a significant raise, and B, you know, there was a better title, and then C, that I could probably leverage that into something else down the road if I wanted to. But it's, you know, as I mentioned, it's been hard. It's been brutal at times. And, you know, there's been all sorts of other stuff that's been happening. And, you know, my dad's on dialysis, and, you know, the finances, we had, you know, just, you know, things happen where, you know, there was this, you know, there was a couple medical bills that came up for a few things. And then all of a sudden, you know, my teeth came up, which is another $1,500 for a root canal and a crown. And then I had a car payment that came up for a repair, I should say, for $1,200. Been a lot of little things like that. And that's, you know, that's part of life. That happens. But damn, you know, it's just taken a lot out of me. On the other hand, I'll share a couple thoughts. I watched Hacksaw Ridge today, and I watched Dunkirk yesterday. And I very much enjoyed both movies. And, you know, you give your perspective. If you watch either one of those, you'll recognize that chances are your life is pretty damn good. Because chances are, if you're listening to this, you're not at war. Nobody's shooting at you. Nobody's trying to kill you. Nobody's actively, you know, working on plans to blow up your house, your home, or you know, find some other way to burn you to death, or, you know, make the ship you're on sink. So that's a good thing. And you know, at 48, the chance of my going to war is probably pretty slim. Not that you asked, but I'm just sharing that with you. Matter of fact, you know, I if you know me, you know that I would be the guy who, if the situation came up, would be, you know, gladly fight. Not, you know, well, gladly is wrong. I don't want to go to war, but, like, if I had to, I would. But the thing is, at this point, at 48, if, you know, if I get conscripted, you know, by the armed forces, things are bad. You know, it's, I'm old now for that kind of stuff. You know, if you enlist at 18, you know, the thing about it, that's 30 years. Which also reminds me again, like, you know, as I sit here and look at my kid who's almost 17, I look at what's going on in the world around us. I go, damn, you know, he's gonna be close enough to have to sign up for selective service soon. And that's surreal. I mean, there's just so many changes and so much going on. So, yeah, I guess I'll wrap it up by saying that I have made some friends in Texas, but not that many yet. So it's I felt a little left out, a little lonely, and a little just sort of bleh. In any case, good things are coming. Kids are coming. I can't wait to see them. And that's what I got for you. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace.